And are you refreshed? Good. Now what?
Hello. Thank you. My question is how one gets past the fear of getting what one wants. I ask that because I have a very clear memory of coming to this plane. I have a clear memory of the discussion of the name that was chosen for me, which is Deborah, which is the oldest name, which is Speaker of the Truth. And I also left this body at the age of 7. I drowned, and I was told I had to come back. And I, on some levels, wasn't very happy about that because I knew where I was and I was very content. But I did come back and I was told I had work to do. And I've always had I know how to do the manifestation. I know how to do a lot of the things that I need to know how to do, but they terrify me. And I'm not sure why. So I know what it is I think I want, or I know what I want on the broad scale, but I'll have arthritic knees that will keep me from moving forward, or I'll extra weight to keep me grounded. What's that about?
Well, you know, there are a lot of things that you are offering simultaneously here, but we want to get right to the heart of what matters most to you. We're enjoying your choice of words, especially when you said, they told me that I had to come back. And we want to say to you, lovingly, that that was spoken like a true human.
Yes.
Because from the non-physical perspective, no one was telling you, you have to go back. It was the source within you eagerly wanting to remain in your physical body. But from your somewhat, and it's all right and easy to understand with a lot of physical beings, from your somewhat disconnected viewpoint, you translated it into, I have to come back.
Yes.
It's like we've been talking with Esther from the beginning of interacting through her, and especially in the beginning when we were saying, come this way, her translation would be, don't go that way. And when you think about it, if there's a fork in the road and this is the way you're being called to, then that's the way that you're not being called to. But the translation of it, don't go that way, is really a human translation, because source is always calling you this way. And so when you had that, interesting, we want to amplify this for you, as you came forth into this physical body and then you had what you're calling the death experience, that source within you was actually calling you forward into the physical, not what you would call backward into what you were calling the death experience.
Can I just clarify that for myself a little, please? When I drown, let's rephrase that and say I drown and I could see my body from a different place. I obviously wasn't dead, I guess, because I was spirit and I understood the continuity.
Well, you're never dead, but
well,
we
get
your
point.
Well, that's what
I mean, but yes, okay. Thank you. And so...